Hey everybody, I'm Zach DuBois, and you are listening to A Second Look at Myself here on the Opening Act Podcast. I'm going to be talking about my new album, which came out September 22nd. It's called Flaneur, and I'll be talking about some stories behind the songs and kind of how this album came to be. Excited to share this with you.
Then work harder to go farther, hold stronger to love longer. When you want to pack it in, you got to suck it up and dig deeper, burn hotter, work harder.
Yeah, so I guess the first thing I'll talk about is the title of the album. It's called Flaneur, and it's a French word that I first heard on Anthony Bourdain's show, The Layover, and he was in Paris, France at the time talking to people about the essence of flaneur and kind of what that means. And essentially flaneur means like a gentleman philosopher who walks around exploring his surroundings. And at the time I had just got done recording all the songs on the album. And this album really came from the past 6 years of my life where I've been traveling around the country and in parts of Europe, playing music for anyone that'll listen to me. And so when I heard about Flaneur and what it kind of meant, I thought that was kind of the perfect title for this album and for this collection of songs, because that's really where these songs came from, was the past 6 years traveling around the country and observing things and writing about that.
Work Harder
is a song I wrote with my buddy Devin Dawson, who is also an artist, and he's actually got a single out right now called All On Me that you should definitely check out. But Devin and I just got together one day to write, and we were kind of talking about how millennials tend to get a bad rap because we're called, you know, self-indulgent and lazy and self-centered. And, you know, I suppose that's true for some people, but we both know a lot of people that are our age that are doing incredible things and really trying to make this world a better place. And that's kind of the genesis of this song, and just talking about how, you know, there's so many things that are out of your control, but the one thing that you can control in your life, no matter what, is how hard you work to go after your dreams and chase after your goals. And so that's work harder.
I'm calling away.
So Steel Trap is a song that I don't really have too much of a backstory on. It's just, I had this line one day, your memory is like a daisy breaking through the concrete. And I was writing with my buddies Eli Rhodes and Christian Rada, and brought the line to him, and we kind of just ran with it from there. And I'm really happy with how the song turned out on the album. It's got a really cool feel and a cool vibe, and it's pretty different.
But if I keep going, hell, I might find what I'm searching for. I'm holding out hope, living this life out on the road.
So the opening track on the album is a song called Life on the Road, and it's definitely the most autobiographical song on the album. It's essentially just the story of the past 6 years of my life, traveling around the country, playing music for anyone that would listen to me. You know, it speaks to the sacrifices that we make. I guess that's kind of what this song's talking about, is me kind of trying to come to terms with the sacrifices that I've made to pursue a career as a singer-songwriter.
Cup of Peter, paperback sitting on my dresser, Willem all Jack Kerouac. My companions on this journey, their words, they guide my path. Well, for now I got my things in the green hills of Tennessee. I'm seeking truth in these guitar strings to see how far these songs could carry me. How far will they carry me?
So my buddy Eli Rhodes produced the album, and it just made a lot of sense to work with him on the album, because we wrote probably 3/4 of the songs on the album together. And the only songs that we didn't write together were the songs that I wrote by myself. And Eli kind of just knew where I was coming from and knew the kind of music that I liked. And we both had the same kind of vision for the path that we wanted this album to take. And so we went in the studio and Eli played a lot of the instruments on there. It was really fun recording the album. We did it at Prime Cut Studios in East Nashville. And Daniel Dennis, who owns the studio, also engineered the project and mixed and mastered it as well. And just really proud of what we came up with as a product, and really excited to share this album with the world.
I caught a ride inside a big bird. I'm heading back across the pond. And all that I got left to say is, well, kiss my ass and au revoir.
Man, this was so much fun. I had a blast talking about the album and kind of sharing some of the backstory behind the songs on the album. For anybody that wants to listen to it, you can get it wherever you get your music, digitally, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, Pandora. It's on all those platforms. And you can also go to my website, which is zachdubois.com. That's zachdubois.com. And you can get a physical copy there. You can also find me on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And so hopefully you'll go out there and listen to the album. And if you dig it, please tell your friends about it, because I need all the help I can get spreading the word about it. And so I really appreciate you having me on again here, Dominic, and we'll talk to you all soon.
This is now, and that was Indiana. That was Indiana. I love you, Indiana. Take me back to Indiana.